Coach Cam today? Throwing a little bit more, just in terms of your evaluation of him right now.
Well, not bad. You could tell he was rusty, a couple late on his decisions that he made, but you know, when he was throwing the ball, he was throwing the ball well, so we're not concerned about that. Now it's just a matter of him working himself back into shape where he can go out there and take normal reps instead of, you know, us having to make sure we're monitoring him.
You guys are having those limits. Is the plan still right now to just go day by day?
Yes.
For Saturday, will he play?
Well, we'll see. We're going to evaluate tomorrow. You know, we'll see how he is later this evening when he sees his trainers and gets his treatment. Then we'll talk about it in the morning.
Ron, Christian mentioned a couple of times about self-inflicted wounds on the offensive side of the ball. Today looked like there was a little bit of a struggle to get a rhythm going.
Yep, that's exactly what happened out there, Jordan. We didn't have a rhythm, you know. And part of it, too, is we didn't do any of our no-huddle offense like we did yesterday. That is, you know, part of what we are. We get a little rhythm going, and then we can do things. So I think that's a big part of it is that, again, football is about rhythm, and you get things going and you get into a good rhythm calling plays and executing. We weren't as good today. We dropped the ball too many times. So there were some self-inflicted mistakes that we can't have if we expect to win football games.
You guys drop back and try to run the ball a little bit, and then, you know, maybe a little bit of struggle there as well. What were you hoping to see instead of what you saw out there today?
Well, what I'd like to see is a little more consistency. You know, and again, you know, when you run the ball, you want to be effective. You want to gain at least 4 yards of carry. You know, when you throw, you know, if you throw 10, you want to catch 8, stuff like that. And we didn't do that today, so that was disappointing. You know, I'll have to look at the tape before I can evaluate what we did on the defensive side, though.
I saw you talking to the official after they threw the flag on Kalen Clay. Was it a deserved penalty? Because he spiked the ball.
Yeah, that was a deserved penalty, and I'll have a conversation with him about that, too. Just, you know, it makes no sense because now you're in a situation where you need to move the ball forward, and you just went backwards 15 yards.
That play notwithstanding, Ron, it seemed like there was a lot of mutual respect between these two teams.
There was, and again, you know, I got a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Mularkey. You know, having played in the league and played against him and watched his coaching career, I think he's done a terrific job. And I think they're doing some really good things here. And this is a very competitive football team. So I think when we play on Saturday, Joe, it's going to be a real good test as to what kind of football team we can be.
What did it say that you guys didn't have to toss anybody or anything like that?
Well, the biggest thing is we tried to make sure that both teams knew and understood just how important it is to get quality work, more so than anything else, because that's the only way you can judge your team. And, you know, yesterday there were some really good things, and today there are some things that were terrible that we looked at, and we're going to most certainly work on and get corrected, because we can't have that. If we expect to win football games, we can't do the things that we did today.
It seemed like the first day of this entire training camp and practice sessions that you guys offensively have looked less than cohesive. Is that
well, fair? Yeah, that's fair, and a lot of it is we got a lot of different moving parts. I mean, if you look at the guys that had bet game days today, you know, Jonathan was out. Greg Olson was out. Ryan Khalil still not out there yet either. So, you know, those are guys that you count on to come out on the football field and help create that cohesiveness. And not having them out on the football field is huge. And, you know, the big one, obviously, is the quarterback's not there yet either.
Did you mention something to them after practice? I mean,
we
saw some serious
so.
Faces coming back toward us.
No, and they needed to be serious. And I just basically explained to them that, you know, if you expect to be great, you got to be great every day.
How do you balance that, though, Ron? The whole, like, you had a lot of your most important players having vet days, but then expecting.
But it doesn't matter because the guys that dropped the balls were guys that got opportunities, and they were good balls that got dropped. And when the ball hits you in the hand, you got to catch it, and that's just the way I look at it. The guys in front of you, you got to block him. You know, those are things that we didn't do well today, and because of it, you know, we didn't look very good.
You guys have been erring on the side of caution with Cam.
Yes.
Do you have a preference? Saturday.
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, you know, I'm listening exactly what the doctors and trainers are going to tell me. He's going to come in when we get back. He'll have lunch, and then he'll go and he'll see the trainers. He'll do his rehab, his workout with them, and then I'll talk to RV later on in the evening, and then we'll assess him on Friday and go from there, and we'll see what happens.